There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
This is Drive Live. Get in touch with the show.
Text us on 4001.
Evening, Drive Live, Tim and NLT with you until 7 now. The Everton-Arsenal game is on here. It's just appeared on our screen because Chris Bicardi has joined us in the room. That was a chance.
It was indeed. Yes, a very good evening to you, Tim. Very good evening to the listeners as well. And yeah, really good half chance, I think we can say, for Everton. They took the lead in this one through Wayne Rooney. So often the scourge of Arsenal down the years. 15 years ago, you may remember, he announced himself to the world with that wonderful finish. It was he that gave Everton the lead. He looks up for today, so he does. Arsenal have dominated possession. They, I guess, deservedly got an equaliser through Nacho Monreal. But 51 minutes on the clock, still plenty of life in this match. Either side could win it.
It's a fairly frantic pace, the start of the second half, isn't it?
It is. A lot of pressure. Well, always pressure on Arsene Wenger, it seems. But certainly for Ronald Koeman, defeat today, and the general consensus is that he will be sacked from his position. It's been an awful start for Everton Football Club. Spent all that money in the summer, close to £150 million. They've lost too many games at the start of this campaign. And there was some talk in the press over in the UK this morning that he's too aloof on the training ground, that his methods perhaps not agreeing with one of the one or two of the key experienced heads. So defeat today and Koeman's gone, I think.
700 million dirhams.
It's incredible. And Jose Mourinho talked up the fact that that would mean that they would have to be competing for a top four finish. Koeman early on this season said that's a little unfair. It takes time to bed these players in. And, you know, the general consensus from all that have watched Everton this season, not enough pace in the forward line. Too many number 10s. I look at someone like Wayne Rooney, I look at Gylfi Sigurdsson, and I look at Davy Klaassen as well, the former Ajax skipper, all too similar for my liking. And for Everton, whilst yes, it's great that they spent £150 million on new talent, you've got to ensure that they bed in and they complement one another. Right now, that isn't the case.
And the other live game at the moment.
Sorry, Nats, I've got to break in. Just as I say, everything is not well at Everton Football Club. Arsenal have taken the lead. They have turned this tie on its head. It's now Everton 1, Arsenal 2, and it's Mesut Ozil. This past week, linked with a move to Manchester United, some suggestions that he will see out his contract at the Emirates Stadium come the end of this season. He's back in the starting lineup today, and it's a typical Arsenal goal. It's built through the midfield. It's Lacazette on the left-hand side. He feeds the ball out to Alexis Sanchez. He then, I think he cuts in, does he? He does. He cuts in on the right foot. Great ball in. Not often we talk about Mesut Ozil scoring headed goals, but it's wonderful. He just ghosts in between two Everton defenders. I think it's Michael Keane and Phil Jagielka. Gets ahead of Jagielka. Past Jordan Pickford in the Everton goal. It's a wonderful finish from the German playmaker. And Arsenal are ahead. Everton 1, Arsenal 2.
That was lovely, wasn't it? So it's 2-1 at the moment. Hamid, you texted in a little while ago. Thanks for the football update. You're very welcome. That's what we know right now. NLT, sorry, Chris butted in there. But I think
it was
fine.
Of course. Just the other live game to mention now is Rangers Motherwell. It's 0-0.
It is, yes. The League Cup semi-final. Celtic have already booked their place in that Scottish League Cup final. They beat Hibs yesterday 4-2, extending their unbeaten domestic record to 60 matches since Brendan Rodgers took charge. It's unbelievable. So it is a 4-2 win. Moussa Dembele with 2, Mikael Lustig with 2 as well. So Celtic are there, and I expect Rangers to join them as well.
You would think so. That's all set up very nicely. Also, Feyenoord Ajax.
Yes, keeping an eye on that one as well when I head home in about 10 minutes' time from my day. It's been a long old day. I've been in early this morning, but I'll be keeping an eye on that one. But it is Feyenoord against Ajax. Feyenoord, Dutch champions, of course. Ajax looking to get back to the pinnacle of Dutch football. But right now, just early stages of the second half, still 0-0.
All right then. So that's the scores as it stands at the moment in terms of football. Over the weekend, Chris, Dubai Fitness Challenge launched, as you well know, because you went to have a chat with Rio Ferdinand, who was part of the...
Yes, he was. He did a little 30-minute workout down at Safa Park. There was a lot of people congregated down there to try and catch a glimpse of Rio, to take part in his workout and to get a selfie or two as well. And yeah, really passionate about fitness is Rio. I think genuinely, I'm not just saying this because he's been invited out, I genuinely do get the sense that he's delighted and really proud to be a part of this Dubai Fitness Challenge. And We caught up with him on Friday. Much of that interview you will be able to hear on Monday Night Football tomorrow. Ider Gudjonsson as well, the former Chelsea and Barcelona midfielder, he's also been in town. We caught up with him, so it's been a busy old weekend for myself and Robbie. And yes, before you ask, I have taken part over the past couple of days. I've still not done my half hour this evening. I will count those 6 minutes up and down the stairs earlier on today. So I've got 24 minutes to clock off.
What are you going to do to clock off?
During the half time of Liverpool Spurs, I'll get in another 12 minutes and then I'll find 12 minutes at full time to do something.
Is that strictly allowed?
Probably
in
not.
The rules?
Probably not. I will have to find half hour.
Does it say you can say 30 consecutive minutes
of continuous exercise?
Is that what it says?
It does state that, does it? Oh well.
Unlucky McCarty.
Reset clock and I'll find half an hour this evening to pop on down to the gym.
It's a late night for you. But I mean, Rio has always been in very good shape. I know that's one of the things about him. He was always in very good shape when he wasn't injured, and he suffered with a few injuries. But he kind of has to be in even better shape now because he's getting on a bit and he's boxing.
He is getting on a bit, and he still looks fantastic, I've got to say that. And he's moved into the boxing world as well. He was quite hesitant, myself and Robbie. We quizzed him on that, and I quizzed him when I caught up with him earlier this week on the phone, and he's admitting he's going through the rigours, he's going through the training. He won't quite say whether he will go professional. He's just assessing it at this moment in time, just to see how well he adapts to the training. It is very different, as he pointed out, from football. It's high octane. Anyone that's done boxing will know that it's pretty brutal. So he's going through all of that. Once he gets up to a level, or I guess once the coaches feel he's at a level, he'll then take a decision whether to turn pro. He'll have a fight. I would imagine he'll have just the one fight. It looks great. It's nice publicity for him. And then he'll go into the sunset, having become, for one night only, a professional boxer.
Who knows? But you have to get a license to do it, don't you?
You do indeed.
You've got to go through the hoops a bit.
He admits that. There's a lot of rigmarole he's got to go through. Right now he's taking it, it sounds an old cliche, but one day at a time. He's in the train, he's in the boxing gym, he's in the gym, he's working hard, and you know, then we await to see whether he will eventually turn pro.
Well, you are going home early tonight because there is Sunday night football, rather.
Yes. It's a big game as well. It's Spurs against Liverpool at Wembley. Spurs, we talk about the Wembley curse. I think it was pointed out to me a little earlier today that they have won their last three at Wembley in all competitions. Barnsley in the League Cup. They then beat Borussia Dortmund in the Champions League and had a narrow win over Bournemouth. So they've maybe turned a corner. Liverpool, though, will be a bit of an acid test for Spurs. Liverpool have had a good recent record against Tottenham. So looking forward to this one. Given the fact that Manchester United lost yesterday, I will be hoping that this one finishes probably in a draw, but yeah, expect goals. I think both teams will score today. There should be plenty of goals and plenty of action over the piece.
There was a text in for you just now.
I thought actually, there would be.
Yeah, from Mohammed Ali, who says, Chris, two words.
Had a full time. Yeah. Thanks for that, Mohammed. Yes. Yeah, well. First win for the Terriers over United for 65 years, and let us be frank, thoroughly, thoroughly deserving of that win. United weren't at the races. Jose Mourinho said as much in his post-match press conferences and interviews. Not a happy chappy was Mourinho. Doesn't often lose to newly promoted clubs. I think it was only the third time in Jose Mourinho's career that he has lost to newly promoted clubs. Mistakes, individual mistakes. Juan Mata for the first goal. Victor Lindelof, who looks a million miles off the pace at Premier League level. I've got to be honest with that. I think he will take time. He needs time. He was brought off the bench after 22 or 23 minutes. Phil Jones subbed off through injury. Lindelof looks far off the pace, and unfortunately United now 5 points behind Manchester City, and already City 6 clean sheets and 9, 5 points clear. They're going to take some stopping.
Last thing, I just wanted to mention this because you mentioned Rio Ferdinand out here for the Dubai Fitness Challenge, hosting a session, if you like. But also, Shahid Afridi's backing the Fitness Challenge as well, isn't he?
He is, yeah. Shahid Afridi, who we spoke to a couple of weeks ago as well, he has also been lending his, I guess, name and voice to proceedings as well. He will be back here, let us not forget, for the T10 Cricket League, 21st to the 24th of December, down in Sharjah. And I guess it's nice to see Shahid Afridi put his name to it. It is a fantastic initiative. We've been talking it up across ARN over the past week or so, and yeah, it's nice that I'm part of it. It's nice that you guys are all part of it as well, at least so you've told me that you've been a part of it.
Do you doubt us?
Oh, no.
Hold on a minute.
That's definitely not. I'm looking at you, Tim. I'm doubting you. I've got to be honest.
Are you really? Why would you doubt me?
I'm sorry. I just am. Have you done your 30?
Today, no, I haven't.
We haven't done our 30 yet, but we are doing an audio diary, so we've got proof. But Clinton's just texted in and said, quite an interesting boxing match. You'd be up for a pay-per-view special. Rio Ferdinand versus Sonny Bill Williams.
I would watch that as well.
Another athlete turned.
A crossover.
From rugby to, yeah,
that's
boxing's good.
That's good.
Clinton, I think that is a great suggestion. I mean, Sonny Bill Williams would eat Rio Ferdinand for breakfast.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. But Sonny how tall is Rio Ferdinand, by the way?
6'3".
6'3". Sonny Bill Williams, 6'4", isn't he?
Yeah, 6'3", 6'4".
Not that far off.
But yeah, Sonny Bill.
Sonny Bill Williams is built, isn't he?
I mean, Rio's built, but Sonny Bill Williams is on a different world, different planet. I mean, he is just huge. I would back Sonny Bill Williams to beat Rio.
Bigger they are.
Rio's still in town. He's here for the rest of the week. So if you are tuned in, Rio, 4001, let us know. Would you first and foremost accept that challenge that we're putting forward, and do you think you would win?
Dubai I-103.8 brings you the biggest fight of the century.
Imagine.
So you doubt me? You really do doubt me? You don't think I'm going to do this?
Yeah, sorry, Tim. I mean, a lot of people are doubting myself.
Willpower? Do you think I haven't got the willpower? Is that what it is?
I just don't see you in the gym, unfortunately.
The gym? I've never been in a gym. I did a circuit in a gym in 1989 or something. Thought I'm not doing this again. I'm swimming and I'm doing some gentle walks and a bit of biking. There you go. So if you could dust your bike off, I'll head out for 30 minutes with you, has that?
Please, let's do that this week.
Get your helmet out, and
I'll get the helmet out, and we'll do that.
Yep, all right then. I'm up for that. Ready for the last word?
I am.
Oh, good.
America has hit a epidemic.
Okay, so America has hit a what epidemic? Any thoughts on that?
I've got no clue. Short and sweet tonight.
It was, wasn't it? Has hit. No, just once more.
America has hit a epidemic.
Michelle's got a suggestion.
Certainly not flu or anything like that. What do you reckon, Michelle?
Opinion. Because they all have these weird opinions sometimes, don't they?
So it's I'm not sure that that's confined to America, to be honest, but good point.
But right
good
now.
Go. Squirrel.
Squirrel?
Yes.
What is it with you and small rodents these days?
It's working with Robbie.
Okay, squirrel for Chris.
Tim, what are you going for?
I was going to go for the obvious, some sort of medical complaint, flu, but I'm not going to go that.
Is that the obvious?
I'm going to go, well, flu epidemic is, well, you know, some sort of medical disease type thing. I'm going to go for political epidemic.
I was expecting some kind of answer like that.
Not being rude.
Yes, if you have a better answer for America has hit a bleep epidemic, text in 4001 or via the free messaging app.
All right, epidemics in America coming up next. Chris McCarty, thank you.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.